Leftist South Korean government fails to silence anti-communist China protesters. By Francis Martel on October 2, 2025. A court in Seoul ruled Thursday that a police attempt to silence a protest against the Chinese Communist Party in the city, planned for October 3, the anniversary of the communist seizure of China, was illegal, in part due to the police order shutting down anti-China speech being excessively delayed. The conservative group Freedom University, which advocates against communism, Chinese influence in Korean politics, and leftist President Lee Jae-myung, is calling Koreans to rally in Seoul on Friday for an event titled Never Surrender. The event, Freedom University emphasizes, will call for the Chinese Communist Party's influence on the Lee government to cease and will take place as China celebrates the founding of the People's Republic. October 3 also marks National Foundation Day in South Korea, a patriotic occasion. The court decision preventing the police from outlawing anti-Chinese statements at the Freedom University rally occurred on the same day that Lee issued remarks during a meeting with senior officials condemning anti-Chinese protests in the country and demanded Koreans be more grateful to the communists. Lee has repeatedly equated concern with the influence of a genocidal communist regime on the country with hate speech and misinformation. According to the Korea Joongyang Daily, Freedom University filed a request to suspend a police order against the rally. Police had attempted to outlaw the use of derogatory chants against the Chinese Communist Party. Freedom UNIF had notified police that it planned to march from Dongdaemun Station to Gwanghwamwon Square on National Foundation Day, October 3, from 2:30 p.m. to 8 p.m., with about 10,000 participants, Joongyang detailed. The Seoul Metropolitan Police Agency issued an order on September 26 prohibiting the use of insulting chants, warning that violations would result in restrictions on entering Gwanghwamwon Square. The court did not rule that the order unduly violated the free speech of the rallygoers. It instead noted that police violated protocol for how and when to file such an order. The Assembly and Demonstration Act requires police to issue a ban within 48 hours if a protest falls under prohibited categories, the court ruled. When Freedom UNIF filed its application on September 17, police did not issue a restriction within 48 hours, but instead imposed an additional order more than 10 days later. The court added that police still had the right to intervene should the rally become an imminent threat to public safety. It specified that only a clear and direct threat of collective violence could prompt police to silence the protest. Freedom University acknowledged the court ruling in a post published to its official YouTube page on Thursday, declaring it a small victory. While the South Korean judiciary cannot be said to be alive, we have certainly achieved a small victory, the statement read. Victory does not come overnight. We ask for your continued support as we build small victories to achieve victory for Korea. Lee Jae-myung, who became president after a special election in June prompted by the impeachment and ouster of conservative Yoon Suk-yeol, has repeatedly stated his intention to silence anti-communist voices in his country. On Thursday, he condemned the upcoming conservative rally as an utterly harmful hate-monger event. Rumors and hate speech targeting specific countries and their people are being spread indiscriminately, and racially discriminatory rallies continue, Lee said, according to a translation by the Yonhap News Agency. These utterly harmful, self-destructive acts that damage our national interest and image must be completely eradicated. At a time when we should be grateful, encouraging and welcoming, how can we instead engage in hatred, insults and abusive behavior? He asked, referring to China expanding visa access for South Korean nationals. Lee's comments did not reportedly include any specific government action to eradicate anti-communist sentiment in South Korea. The Global Times, a Chinese state propaganda outlet, covered Lee's remarks favorably, demanding that he act to ensure the silencing of anti-regime voices in the country. The Times condemned misinformation as a culprit and concerns that China is exerting undue influence on Lee and emphasized the insult of Freedom University holding an anti-communist rally on the anniversary of the communist takeover of China. Freedom University is already facing police action for organizing an anti-China rally in August where participants protested by tearing apart a Chinese communist flag featuring the face of genocidal dictator Xi Jinping and the Chinese ambassador to Seoul. In South Korea, Insulting foreign diplomats is illegal and punishable by jail time. The conservative advocacy group has continued to stage events protesting Li in communist China, however, and is expanding its presence into the United States. This week, Freedom University members staged a rally outside of the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C., holding up signs reading "We are Charlie Kirk," in honor of the slain conservative activist, who made his final international trip to South Korea, and calling for global support for their cause. Freedom University organized candlelight vigils and memorials for Kirk in Seoul following his assassination on September 10. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.